Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Before we get to Sean Cinco at 5, a couple of news and notes, very important. Number one, this is to the surprise of nobody. The New York Giants have decided to part ways with Jude McItamney.
I thought you were going to say the Nets don't dunk enough.
Well, that's a different story. So the Giants have gotten rid of the kicker who missed 2 extra points, caused Brian Daboll to be afraid of kicking field goals. I don't know who the kicker will be. It could be Graham Gano.
He's eligible to come off IR this week, and they still have Younghoe Koo. But their corresponding roster move is they've claimed Corey Black, their own 7th-round cornerback, who was on the Jets practice squad.
Yes, but as far as the kicking situation is concerned, what we know is that Jude McItamney will not kick on Sunday.
McItamney.
I thought I had it.
Close.
You know what? He's gone now.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to say it ever again.
I don't want to offend his family, but it doesn't really matter anymore.
They're probably in Ireland still.
There you go. Maybe they're streaming the Odyssey app. I don't know.
We also technically don't know that he's not kicking on Sunday.
Just because they cut him? Trust me, he's not kicking on Sunday.
Oh, he could be on the practice squad?
He could be on the practice squad with an elevation.
I'm going to make your prediction. If Brian Daboll and Joe Shane elevate Jude McItamney.
Tomney.
I thought you just told me.
Mick. Tom.
Tom.
T-O-M.
Tom.
Think Tom.
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 McItamney.
McItamney.
There you go.
Yeah, they're not activating him.
Okay. So on Saturday morning when Graham Gano wakes up and slips on a banana peel and Jude is on the practice squad.
Yeah, they're going to sign like Morton Anderson out of retirement.
Why would they not bring up Koo?
They should, Tiki. But if we've learned anything with this team, don't trust them with the kicker situation.
I can't. Graham Gano is good. I know he's good. I just can't trust him being right.
Nope.
The other piece of news, and I don't want to say I'm surprised, but I kind of am. The new head coach of the New York Knicks, who I like, I'm going to admit this. It's going to take me a while to turn on him because I'm a fan. Mike Brown kept telling us that Mitchell Robinson wasn't practicing because of maintenance and because of, hey, there's nothing to see here. He's going to be fine. Well, according to Sham Sharnia, Mitchell Robinson is out for tomorrow night's season opener. So injury maintenance on opening night doesn't fly.
No.
And if that's what you're going to do, like, why are you starting it right off the top? Like, I understand that Mitch is an injury-prone player, and keeping him healthy should be a priority this season.
Just weird.
But why are you sitting him on opening night? It doesn't fit. Josh Hart is also ruled out. I don't think any of us should be surprised by that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Josh Hart thing is not stunning. He's obviously a little banged up, and they should take their time. The Mitchell Robinson thing is just weird. Like, okay, so it's injury maintenance on Wednesday. What about Friday against the Celtics?
Right, how many games did he even play last year?
He didn't play a lot.
He didn't play a ton. I mean, obviously in the postseason he did, but you can't kid glove them for the rest of his career?
The other thing is, and this doesn't do Coach Brown any favors, because right now, I understand some Knicks fans maybe didn't like the hire or wanted to keep Tom Thibodeau, but there's going to be a very short leash on fans turning on him because he's the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
It is being presented now like he was BSing us for the last couple days. And it doesn't make him look good. Like, if you have a grander plan for Mitchell Robinson, just tell us about it.
Yeah.
But instead, like downplaying it, it's maintenance, it's this, and then all of a sudden on opening night he's not playing. It's just, it's not a great start to that relationship that he's going to have with fans. I don't even mean the media. Screw the media.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fans. So there's your piece of news for opening night. Knicks Cavs tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off. What we know is no Mitch, no Josh Hart. Let's get a Cinco.
So that's the Mitchell report.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Oh, Sean with a dead political joke.
Let's go. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere.
Do you think he knows who Mitchell is? Can you name the first name of former Senator Mitchell?
Of course I can.
Go.
Scott.
No.
That's the quarterback.
That's the quarterback.
No. George.
George, of course. Georgie Mitch. Okay. Where are we at? Oh, that's right.
Do you even know what the Mitchell report was?
No.
It was you don't?
Baseball. Oh, the baseball steroid thing. Yeah.
I thought that was up your alley. What did you think it was going to be about Watergate?
No, you're right. Yeah, I knew it was the steroid thing for sure. All right.
Do your thing.
All right. How many did I get up to so far?
Zero.
Oh, okay. The five best parts of the NBA season starting. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Number five.
The Lou Gower becomes extended Brooklyn Nets pregame show.
My voice is annoying. I don't know about that. The only time you'll hear Brooklyn Nets in my Lou Gower is the Brooklyn Nets coming up next. Chris and Tim as they play the, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's an extension.
I should announce to the world, while we don't talk much Brooklyn Nets around here, even though we confuse people by pretending like we do, tomorrow we are debuting a brand new one-time only game show. You want to know what it is?
What is it?
You ready?
Will you tell me, please.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't have the production.
Oh, you don't have it ready?
For tomorrow, I will.
It's okay.
Hold on, I might have
it. It's called, if you have the production, great. If not, I'll just describe it. It's a one-time only segment, okay? Here it is, tomorrow, for the first and only time, you'll hear a segment called...
Hey, Tiki, is that due to Brooklyn Net, a random NHL player, or a foreign dignitary?
I'm leaving early.
And you got to admit, that is a creative way
that is a creative
to not
game.
Talk Brooklyn Nets.
That's a very creative game.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
If you're already tired of the cold weather, just remember when the NBA season ends, it's summer. So we're that much closer to better weather.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to think about it.
Yes. All right.
Just reminds me how long the season
that's
is.
True. All right, it's daunting because it's 9 months from now.
Here we go.
Number three.
The number three best part of the NBA season starting. We get to be reminded that Evan is the only American not named Adam Silver excited about the in-season NBA Cup.
I honestly forget about it every single year.
Oh, I circled those days.
I forget about it every year.
Hey, I want that cup.
We want the cup. We want the cup.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Who won it last year?
Damn it.
The
Thunder.
Thunder. Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
The Thunder won it. And you know who they beat? I remember who they beat. The Milwaukee Bucks. Am I right about that?
You're right. Lakers won it the year before.
Lakers,
so those
Pacers.
Are our two champions.
Right. Look, I already told you the finals of the first two cups. Shows you I care.
All right.
Meanwhile, I can't tell you who won the Stanley Cup.
The Panthers went back to back. Your nephew idiot. Roots for the team.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Number one.
We didn't do number two.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we? All right, so put me down for number one, too.
Number two is the Knicks immediately give us another distraction from the Jets.
They will do that. Like, even though it's a long, arduous NBA season, even these injuries with Mitch and Josh, like...
I'm serious.
It's okay, we skip that one because he's just taking a shot at all the Jet fans. Number one.
I'm giving us relief. All right, number one.
Number one.
And we get to immediately see it tonight. Much like an Ecto Cooler and a game on Super Nintendo, the nostalgia of the NBA on NBC and the theme are finally back.
That's cool. That's going to be
I can't wait for that.
100%. The show's not changing at all.
Say that again?
The pre and post, the halftime.
Inside the NBA?
Inside the NBA. It's not changing at all.
So it's changing where we get it because it's going to be on ESPN.
Right.
Look at that. Listen to that. We're going to rock it.
Oh.
But the content is going to be the same. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of 25-year-olds and younger who are like, what the hell are you even talking about?
Right.
I don't even care.
So that
they don't get it.
That song, that John Tesh song, got retired from NBA basketball after the 0-2 season. I'll never forget that because it was in the midst of my team actually being good. And so you're talking about 23 years. So to your point, if you are 30 and under, that song is just something you may have run across YouTube once.
Right. Or during Fox Sports 1's college basketball coverage.
Right, which I hated how they used it, because it's like, no, that's the NBA.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
it didn't make sense, but you're right.
Now, one other thing about the NBA I do want to address. Matt Barnes, who, former Knick, once a Knick, always a Knick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember, he was on the Knicks for about 5 minutes in 2005, 2006. Matt Barnes, veteran NBA player, was on a recent podcast and gave a very strong opinion about Mike Brown. I want to play it for you. This is Matt Barnes talking about Mike Brown, the coach, and why he doesn't think he will succeed with the New York Knicks.
One thing about Mike Brown is that the first year
is always good. Mike is a great person. He's just, to me, he's not a leader of men. You have to be, I couldn't imagine it now because these kids are making so much money. You have to have the respect of them. And I think Mike is such a nice guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's what Mike up. Mike wants to be cool with everyone instead of putting his foot down like, this is my team, this is what's going on. So that's why I feel like I've seen that. He was my coach with the Lakers. We had Mike after Phil Jackson retired. And when I tell you, rest in peace to my dog, Coach.
Wow.
That conversation started like, screw you. And then as it continued, you'd realize Matt seemed like he was coming from a good place.
No, like, it's like he likes him a lot. He just doesn't think he can... He's going to get walked over.
Yeah.
But I don't think that... Does this Knicks team feel like that? They feel like they're Jalen Brunson or, I don't know, whoever is going to be like, I'm out, see ya. I need a break. I'm taking myself out. You know what? I'm going back in. They don't feel like they're that kind of team.
They don't feel like the egos of one who would just make their own decisions to run all over a head coach.
Yeah.
But they feel like a team, especially Jalen Brunson. Mikal Bridges maybe butted heads with him. They did feel like a team that needed to be coached hard like Tom Thibodeau did. So while you're right, they don't have the personalities that would run someone over. They also have the personalities of one that could be coached hard and have success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I think these guys, they feel like professionals to me. They feel like they get it. They understand it. I have no idea. I'm not in their locker room, so I don't know what the dynamics are actually like. But from the outside, looking at this Knick team, from Carl Anthony Towns to Bridges to Josh Hart, they don't feel like they're going to take advantage of a coach just because he's nice.
Here is another clip talking more from Matt Barnes about Mike Brown.
I think Mike Brown is a great second chair. Because when you sit in that second chair, if this is the first chair, when I tell you there's such a night and day difference sitting in the head coaching chair, I think Mike is a great assistant coach. I wish him the best, but I've seen it firsthand in Sacramento. His first year came in, brought Golden State system. They made the playoffs for the first time, and probably since a lot of you were born, and then he lost the respect of the team quickly. So now you're going to a New York media market that's trying to eat you up. Every mistake, Mike is a good guy. I just don't think the situation is going to work because he's too nice for his own good.
Too nice for his own good. And I told you this about Mike Brown before they hired him. I said, the one thing I hear consistently about Mike Brown is that he is the nicest freaking guy in the world.
Yeah, but too nice for his own good?
I don't know that part. That I can't co-sign. And here's what I would say to counter Matt Barnes. And I think, Nick fans, you'll get along with this. If you look at his career in Cleveland, Los Angeles, briefly Cleveland again, and Sacramento, it does check out a little bit that there's early success.
Yeah.
And then things go the other way. Well, here's the way I look at the New York Knicks. They need early success. Like, he doesn't have to be the coach for the next 5 years.
Yeah, they got
to
take advantage of their window,
which
is right now.
It's winning a championship this year or next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if it follows true, like in Cleveland, they were in the NBA Finals in year two. In Los Angeles, his best season was year one. And in Sacramento, his best season was year one. Like, if that criticism is true, that you'll get early success and then it kind of wears off, you lose respect, okay.
Yeah, who cares?
Like, as long as the championship is delivered or the finals appearance is delivered, then 3 years from now, who cares? Because they were hiring Mike Brown not because they think he's going to coach the team in 2030 or he's the long-term answer,
yeah,
but to maximize this group and this team and win a championship now.
Yeah, they didn't need the development guy. That's who Tom Thibodeau was. He was the development guy. Create a culture, create guys that want to play hard, coach them hard, and get them viable to be an NBA playoff consistent team. And now you have a coach to take it to the next level. That, like, it actually makes sense when you think about it, if it works, obviously.
It
makes sense to have, we are a team that has not had any kind of consistent success. Let's get a guy who's going to grind these guys into success and build the right culture. And that's Thibodeau. And now you go with a guy who can hopefully take you to that next level, that next plateau.
There are two things that could be on the tombstone of the Knicks wherever this season ends. Mm-hmm. Whether it's as far as you want it to go, which is the NBA Finals. Obviously, you win a championship, then there is no tombstone.
Right.
You write the tombstone for everybody else.
Right.
But assuming this is not a championship season, whether it's the NBA Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals, or dare I say earlier, there are two things, in my opinion, that would derail the New York Knicks. One of these two things. And by the way, none of them is Mike Brown. I'll tell you right now, you're not going to lose because of the head coach.
One is injury.
The most obvious thing in the world.
Right.
Injuries can absolutely derail.
We've seen it already.
Yeah, and we've seen it with other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, injuries can kill you. And the other thing is, and I sound like a broken record because I said this a lot last year, can you win an NBA championship in which your two best offensive players are a defensive liability?
Right.
And that question and answer may eventually lead us to Giannis,
mm-hmm.
but that's for down the road. But that's what would derail them. We are not sitting here, in my opinion, in the middle of May, talking about Mike Brown costing the New York Knicks a championship. It is injuries, which is obvious, or the ever-loving question of, can you win a title when your two best players are defensive liabilities?
Probably not, unless you're just a scoring machine. Unless your offensive rating is one or two in the league. That's the only way. And are they going to be that? Maybe.
Maybe. Looked like that for the first half of last year.
And then it got worse.
And
that was Cat's first year.
That's right. Like, they have the capabilities of being that. So,
but that's on Mike Brown. So I agree, there's no way to make JB or Cat a good defender. They can't guard a cactus. Mm-hmm. They just are not good defensively. But if you have a great offense, it could overcome their deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Play more guys. You got to find a way to just not get exposed. Like, meaning, like, you have to not put Brunson and Cat in positions where they get exploited, like the Pacers would do to us constantly.
Can I back up for a second? Cactus? Guard a cactus?
I heard a phrase back in the day that guard you can't cactus. Guard a coffin, but I felt like that was, like, distasteful to use that word. So I use Christmas tree sometimes on the Lugauer, but I went with cactus because it doesn't.
What do you mean? Like, who can't guard a cactus?
You're right.
Exactly.
Meaning, no, I don't know.
Meaning
what that
it's
means.
Easy to guard a cactus because it doesn't move. So if you're a bad defensive player, you can't guard a cactus.
You also can't touch it.
Exactly.
Well, that's
the first thing I thought about.
Well, it's
when you
coffin,
said cactus, I was kind of like, I wouldn't want to guard a cactus. So of course I can't guard a cactus.
You're not hand checking a cactus.
If I hand checked it, I got splinters.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is they'll call a foul. So clearly the way the league is officiated right now.
Yeah, right.
You know,
they suck defensively.
Right. So can't guard a coffin, meaning you can't guard a dead guy.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Let's go to Andrew in Lodi. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Andrew.
So now, guys, it's funny you mentioned young sports fans before, because I can't sit here and talk about the good old days, because my good old days is third grade Yankees World Series, fourth grade the last time the Jets were in the playoffs, and hopefully the Knicks are entering what I can call the good old days, because at this point, I'm probably going to be that guy on hospice and those wholesome videos celebrating with his grandson, multiple generations of fans.
I feel you.
You're too young for that.
I feel you.
but my question is, what front office and what fan base do you think wants to get over the hump the most? So to what fan base and what, you know, front office, who wants the championship the most next, and who do you think it's going to be?
I mean, I think they all want it, but who's closest is probably the Knicks.
Yeah.
They've crafted it, and it's been intentional, right? The process has taken a little bit of time, but I'd say the Knicks.
I don't think there's any question.
They're there right now.
Yeah, they are a top four team to win an NBA championship.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Yankees, I don't know, the Yankees are different, because I would... They never do anything in the offseason until they – well, actually, they did this offseason, to be honest with you, when we think about it. But it didn't help them get closer to a championship.
Yeah, I forget the front office. Everyone wants to win a championship. Right. I think the fan bases in this city that is most – like, the age-old question is, if there's a championship parade, who are most people showing up for, assuming the weather's decent in February for a football team? And honestly, even though the most popular team in this town is probably the Yankees – because of baseball sheer popularity over basketball,
yeah,
I believe the two fan bases most desperate for a championship are Knicks fans and Jets fans. And I think the reason I say that is how long it's been.
Right.
And how bad it's been.
But if you're going to use those two, the Knicks are close. The Jets are not.
Correct. Well, yeah. That being right. One team is close. The other team, you got to find the telescope to see them. So, yeah, one team's close, the other isn't.
Right.
But in terms of, like, which fan base is most desperate, I mean, all you got to do is look at the history of our city in terms of who has now waited the longest, right? The team with the most recent championship is the New York Football Giants. And I'm just talking about the four major sports. So no disrespect to anyone else.
That was a long time ago.
That was 2011.
Yes.
After that, it's the New York Yankees. After that, it's the New Jersey Devils. After that, it's the New York Rangers. After that, it's the Mets. And now we're talking over 30 years. After that, it's the Islanders. The Nets are confusing because their title was in another league, right. But they did win one, so okay, the Nets. Now we're getting into Knicks-Jets territory because all those other teams are at least in the 80s.
Yeah.
In the Nets' case, the late 70s. So I think it's the desperation is the Knick and Jet fan. And here's the real tiebreaker on Knicks versus Jets. There are more Knicks fans than Jets fans.
Right. They're the big brother that's waited the longest by a long, you know, range.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's the answer is the Knicks. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'll do the radio show because I'm very polite. But the day the Knicks win the title, I'm leaving the country.
Well, you're not invited to the parade either way.
I don't want to go to the parade.
As a season ticket holder, I don't care. You're not invited.
I don't want...
You can't leave the country.
You couldn't pay me to go to the parade.
Leave the country?
I would have to leave the country.
You have season tickets.
What does that mean?
You're part of it.
Here's what's going to happen.
You're probably going to get an invite.
Here's on the float.
You're a season ticket holder, dude. You're going to get an invite.
I'm going to go to the game where they win a championship. I'll be there. I'll probably take my dad, who doesn't like the Knicks either, right? Sorry, Lugie, you have no shot. As soon as the confetti comes down, we're just very quietly going to leave, and we are going straight to LaGuardia. Me and him. And we're going to Puerto Rico.
But won't it feel
good? So we're not really leaving the country. We're going to a... You know.
Won't it feel good when they beat the Lakers and LeBron?
No.
To end his career?
No. No. Let's go Knicks. Leaving the country. And I'll do the show the next day from somewhere else. Maybe DR. Maybe I go DR. Maybe go Mexico. Wherever I'm at, I'll do the show. And then I'm done. I'm on vacation because it's late June, so it's the time is perfect.
Assuming they clinch and win the title at home, I think you owe it to not only just the Knick fan, but also this radio station for content to go out into the streets.
Yes.
And either celebrate, maybe that's too strong of a word.
Celebrate.
But at the very least,
experience it,
acknowledge Knick fans, and allow them to get their pound of flesh.
Here's what I'll do.
You're the leader of the coalition indicators.
You can't skip the podium.
No, I'm not skipping the podium. I will leave Madison Square Garden by shaking everybody's hand and congratulating them. Hey, congrats on the title. They won't even see me because they'll be too, like, crazy by what's going on. I'm going to take the stairwell downstairs. I'm going to walk through the crowds of Madison Square Garden. I'm getting right on the train. I'm getting right to LaGuardia. And I'm going to Canada. Now I'm going north. I changed my mind. Now, you know what? I have to leave the continent. I'm going to London. Nah, I don't like London. Mm. I'm going to Brazil. That's it. Brazil.
London would make sense.
Does that not make sense?
No, because you could take your wife with you and do your show in the middle of the night.
That's true. You're right.
But in Brazil, you can get a wax.
That's also true. New Zealand. That's my answer.
That's the other side of the planet.
Yeah. Going to get off that long plane and just leave and let everybody have their fun, and I'm gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.